Well, this special series is to help you know and learn about the faith and service of members who have served and supported Roswell First Baptist Church for many years. And for many years, our guest today has done just that. Dora Freeman, it's a pleasure and a blessing to be able to spend time with you.
Thank you, Gene. I'm looking forward to what we have to say.
Well, let's just get started with that and share that with our fellow members. And the first question I would ask you is, how long have you been a member at Roswell First Baptist?
I've been a member since 1971, so that's quite a few years. Came here from Daytona Beach, Florida, but that wasn't my hometown, of course, but that's where I came here from.
Well, that brings the next question up since you said that. Where is your hometown?
Hometown is in Middle Georgia, just south of Thomaston, a little bit west of Macon, a little bit east of Columbus, kind of centrally located down that way.
Hey, you don't want to tell us the name of the hometown?
Oh, yes, Butler.
Butler? I just had to force that out of
little
you, Dora.
Little county seat town.
Very good. Butler, Georgia is the hometown of Dora Freeman. Now, Dora, you and Sam came here together, so tell us about Sam, because we know we lost him several years ago. But bring Sam into our memories.
Well, I met Sam in 1953, thereafter, when I went to Newnan, Georgia, to teach school after having just graduated from what was then Bessie Tiff College in Forsyth, Georgia. And I was fortunate enough to get my first teaching job in Newnan. Sam was a hometown, it was and is Newnan, and where he had grown up. But he wasn't there at that time. He had already graduated from college with a degree in electrical engineering and was working with General Electric. And at that present time, he was in Anniston, Alabama, or Oxford, Alabama, that general area, as an engineer. But he came home on weekends occasionally, and I had the privilege of meeting him, and we started dating, and we married in 1955.
So his work is what carried him to different cities that you all lived in, right?
Correct. We didn't travel a whole lot, but we did leave Anniston, Alabama, and go to Owensboro, Kentucky. And then from there, we had a transfer to Daytona Beach, Florida. And that from there, we had a transfer that brought us to Atlanta.
And what was Sam's participation at Roswell First Baptist also?
Well, he was very active in Sunday school, liked his Sunday school class, did some things with men. And I think I remember him one time participating in the disciple group where Brother Seymour had a group. Not exactly like our church group had that in recent years, but similar to that. That was one of the things that I recall him doing and was very happy with it. But mostly he was active in his Sunday school class and then, of course, as a deacon.
Now, tell us a little bit about your family.
We have three children. The oldest is Sam Jr., and actually I should say Sam the third, because my husband was Sam Jr., Sam the third, and then we had Carol, our only daughter, and then we had another son, Bob. Bob lives in Dunwoody, Sam lives in Woodstock, and Carol has a Woodstock address, but she actually lives between Roswell and Woodstock. Well, so my children are nearby.
I was going to say, they're very close, so you can keep those family ties going all the time, can't you?
Yes, we try to do that.
How many grandchildren do you love?
Well, I love 11 of them. That's a lot for three children.
Well, you have the love to give to them, Dora, and I think that's wonderful. What's the oldest grandchild?
The oldest one is Stephen. His last name is Ake. And the youngest one is Bob's child. His name is Lewis. And in between that, we have others. We have a total of 7 boys and 4 girls as grandchildren.
Let's spend a little time now talking about memories at Roswell First Baptist. You said you came there in 71.
Brant Seymour was the pastor. His wife, Eleanor, taught the Sunday school class that I went into at that time. I loved both of them dearly. I was active teaching school over at North Roswell Elementary School, it was then. Now I think it's Roswell North. Later, finished up my teaching career over at Crabapple Middle School. So we had a busy life outside of church. Sam, of course, was busy with work. We were both busy with transporting children from one place to another and trying to be active in their activities. And so those were busy years. Sunday school was my main activity. And, of course, I was active in Baptist Women at that time.
And back to your teaching for just a minute, what did you teach or what grades did you work with?
I was always in the upper elementary grades. Before we had middle school, I was at North Roswell in the sixth grade, which was elementary, and now it's part of a middle school. I later transferred to Crabapple Middle School, and that's where I finished up my teaching in the seventh grade.
And I'm going to make an assumption. You tell me if it's right, but your teaching experience and involvement there had a good influence in your participation in teaching at church, didn't it?
Well, of course it did. It sometimes was not easy to connect them all because a lot of time had to be spent with both. And then, of course, we had the children and their activities in between. But, yes, all of it was related.
Do you remember what your first experience was at First Baptist in teaching?
It was an adult Sunday school class of ladies, which has always been. I've never taught a co-ed class, so to speak. It's always been a ladies' class.
Okay, and that's what you're doing right now?
Right now.
And the name of the class you're involved in now?
Friendship. Small class. I'm not so young, but not so old either. But it's a class that we are very mature ladies.
You took the word out of my mouth. I was going to say, let's just call them mature.
Yeah.
Will that be?
That's a good way.
That's a good way to do it. Well, over the years, what has been the one experience that has meant the most to you in your involvement at First Baptist? What would you say has had the biggest influence and has helped you most?
Well, I guess I can't get away from Sunday school, but also the activities that involve my children. Carol, for example, was very active in what we had then as GAs. I don't think they are very active now, or at least I haven't seen any of the programs like she participated in. She was in busy earning the steps and that, and they probably are now, but I'm not involved with that as much so. So I guess my biggest involvement has been with Sunday school, and that's been my most active portion of my church life.
Let me ask you this question. When did your walk with Christ start, Dora? Do you remember that time and place?
I do remember it. It was at age 9. At that time, we had spent a short time living in Thomaston, Georgia, and I think we were there 2 or 3 years before going back to Butler. During that period of time, I joined the church at First Baptist Church in Thomaston.
All right, and so your walk with Christ started many, many years ago,
yes,
right?
Yes, it did.
And how have you seen that grow and go, and what has changed in that walk over the years?
Well, I'd be in bad shape if it had not changed, if I had joined and just sat there and let it develop on its own, because it has to have some work. It has to be, you have to participate in things and be ready to answer the call to do certain things. My most recent call was about 2 years ago, between 2 and 3 years ago now, when I was asked to be on the search committee for our new pastor that we have now, Dr. Kevin Head. And that was a privilege to do that. It was required a lot of thinking and a lot of thought and a lot of praying. But I think we got the right man.
I think you did too, and I think it has meant a great deal to Roswell First Baptist for Kevin to be here. One little side note on that search, what seemed to be the main focus of the group in what they wanted to look for or seek for in a new pastor, if you can speak to that?
Well, of course, we wanted to speak to someone that would have the church at heart and would want the church to grow and would be working in that way. But we had already been very impressed with Dr. Kevin's had, Dr. Kevin had summons as far as the preaching was concerned, because he had been on staff in another way at that time and had done some filling in for us, and then he served as interim. So the search was to be sure that he was the right person. And we did look at other people. We didn't just stop with that one person that we hoped would be available. We didn't know he was available either. But we had to pray about that a lot.
Very good. Now, let's talk for a minute about your influence with other members of Roswell First Baptist. And I will pose that question this way. What advice, what challenge would you like to put in front of your friends and members of the church in their walk with Christ in the future? How would you go about that?
Now, that's a difficult question, but I would focus on being more active. You cannot grow. Well, I would say you can't grow, but you can't grow as rapidly or as much just by attending Sunday services one time on Sunday. And a lot of people, you know, just can't make it every Sunday, but for health reasons or schedules or different ways, and once every now and then they will show up. To encourage them to grow, I encourage them to get active and come as much as they can, and also with their children. We need our young people to stay active.
So what I hear you saying, participation has a lot of value.
It does. And love for the church and wanting the church to survive in difficult times, because we know if what we read that churches are not growing, just nationwide, probably worldwide. And so we're not in the minority when we say that we didn't have as many there on a particular Sunday as we would have liked to have seen. It seems to be a trend. So we need activity.
Dora, that's a beautiful expression, and thank you so much for doing it. And Roswell First Baptist Church members have many more memories of witness, service, and fellowship like what we have just heard from Dora Freeman. So come back and hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and love for Christ and dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.